I could be syphilis. If I'm a woman, it's not that simple. Because I'm not self. I'm self and reproduction factory is here. The future of humanity is here. So I'm made more selfish. Look at it in the animals. Thanks God I'm not made chauvinist. But don't take it like that in the animals. When dangerous stuff is, the females will do what? They feel together, protect the children. And the males should stand out. This is how it works. That's why we make our story like that. Here, there is no masculine, feminine. Because in we, there is no masculine, feminine. In me, there is always. When somebody will say me, I could ask, which one are you? Masculine, feminine, in between, doesn't matter. You're somewhere, right? But where is we? There is no masculine, feminine. Here I'm talking about humanity. And humanity doesn't have that. So, this is our problem, yes. Your question is the main problem of all these courses. We are talking about something which is not really understandable. And the logical people, at the end of the day, they don't like it. Because this is beyond the logic. We are talking about illogical stuff. And let's talk about what we are doing here. We started one story. What was the story?
Ayaz.
Yes. Where does it end? Look at the last page of the book, then you will find it. This is the story. Imagine more than two-thirds of this book is one story. You know why? Because you will not get it. Because you think about this story as a historical report, which is not. We say, once upon a time there was an Ayaz and there was a king. Who was the king? The most appreciated. Okay, there has been a king like that living sometime. That's not what they're talking about. Here we're talking about two personalities. Why two? Because we want you to understand some connection. Connection that you don't understand really. You pretend to say, yes, I get it, but you don't. Because they are doing this stuff with their feeling, and you don't understand that feeling. You don't have that. First of all, Ayaz is a slave. Means what? Suddenly to you? Crazy. Isn't he? Yeah, of course, and he's black. Nigger. How about that? How do you feel about it? Then there is this king. How do you feel about the king? If you want to understand these two fellows, you should understand correctly and completely when we are talking about a parrot which is enslaved by your merchant in you. What are we talking about? Really, there is a parrot in that lady? Yes. Because the bird is the story for us to talk about thought. Because thinking is like this. You think we'll fly. But there is one thought that will not fly in you. Why?
Because it is beautiful and it is in the cage and you show it off. Always.
Don't you? Don't you show off that you love something?
Oh, I love that!
What do you mean by that? When you say I love that? You only mean that I like it very much. Because you don't get the love. So, this is the story. It starts with the different details of this. And believe me or not, at the last page, final paragraph, I'll sit down here and I'll say, listen, you didn't get the story. And I'll show it to you that you are thinking about this fellow and that fellow and that personality and which one of these players played better or what was, which are all nonsense. The only thing here for you to understand is that there is no way that you could understand the relationship between these two fellows. We chose them different. Because for you, similarity and liking goes together. If you see someone like yourself, you like that fellow. Especially if you could pretend that you are a little bit better. Then, good friends. Here is not like that. We are talking about two bizarre personalities. And you know what? If you take this story to any fellow, nobody will say this is bizarre. Oh yeah, we get it. How? I don't know. So we'll try it here. Let's go along with this. The first stuff that we talked about was that this Ayaz is what? Is a personality, right? We made a personality. This personality is a fellow who is keeping in mind that, how did I begin? Do you? How did you begin? The first thing you did was vomiting and shitting. That's it. Haven't you seen the babies when they come out? What do? They have to vomit to empty their breathing stuff and they pee. Because that's the only way you know. Do you remember that? No. No, never. Why not? Why shouldn't you? Because that me at the beginning is empty. Is there something to be proud of? Yes, there is something to love. What is it? Helplessness, being pitiful. It's pity, it's not love. Because that's the little baby. Period. Okay, now who you are? Are you that fellow? Not at all. You are this who is thinking, who is talking always, because when you think, you're talking. So, where did you get that one? Is it yours? What do you think about my accent? Is it mine? Is it my mistake? Is it my shortcoming? born somewhere else, and my first language is something else, second is something else, third is something, this is the fourth world. So
what? I got it from here. If I was not immigrated to Canada, I wouldn't learn to speak English like this. So, when I think about my speaking, I should know that I got it from here. From everyone. That's how I got my accent. I didn't go to classes here. This is what we are talking about. Now, whatever pride I consult and I make up for myself, I remember that I was that bullshit, period. Forget it. If it is good, if there is something good in me, this is one of the main sources. I got it from this. Do you know when I heard the story of Ayaz? I was 3 or 4. Because winter time, on the top of the mountain, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is the night. So what happens? Everybody gets in a one or two rooms, because heating central system and that kind of stuff didn't exist in that time. So, what do you do? How you doing? You don't know. By experience, in a very small place, the children will kill you. No. You sit them down and you read the stories to them. You talk to them and they don't move. That's how I started. This is something to understand. This is one part of this story. Right at the beginning he said, I'm trying to do this. Then he explained, okay, the main thing about Ayaz is, but this is not the only thing you will see. Ooh, in this story, so many things will happen. But the basic is that Ayaz is a fellow who wants to remember that where I'm coming from. Whatever he has received from the king. This is how he feels, this is how he understands. Imagine a human being who knows that whatever I have is given to me. Even if I'm the most genius fellow on the earth, why am I genius? It's a gift to me, I didn't do something for it. So, I should stop the influence of arrogance. We talked about it from the beginning. Arrogance, this big, big me, which the creatures like this transform it to us and them. Why? They brought it from the animal kingdom. Look at the animal kingdom. It's always this herd and other herd, us and them, competing with each other. We talked about this now. He goes to bring some other stuff in this story for you to understand that, hey, I'm not just telling this story. Listen carefully, because this is how you learn to understand the stuff that you don't understand, to understand the bewilderment. You are the guilty one. We did today. He talked too much.
He created the jinn from smokeless fire, and his words concerning Iblis. Truly he was one of the jinn, and he transgressed.
Means what?